turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're really diving into something crucial. What local businesses actually need to survive, maybe even thrive, digitally. Especially when they're stuck in these super competitive, fast-growing areas. We're looking specifically at the zone around Pflugerville, Texas. You know, a high-growth spot where just getting seen online isn't easy. It's essential.
It really is the perfect example. You've got this huge competitive pull from Austin right next door. And standard digital tactics, they just don't cut it anymore.
Yeah.
A Pflugerville plumber or maybe a local boutique shop, they're not just up against the business on the next block. They're fighting these like big regional players with serious budgets.
Exactly. So we've been digging into the approach of a company that focuses right on this problem, Austin Code Monkey. They call themselves a full stack digital partner. And their whole strategy seems to boil down to three key things: nailing that hyperlocal relevance, keeping the website technically sound, and, this is the interesting part, getting ready for AI search.
That's the core insight, I think. We're moving past just talking about keywords. We need to look at how they blend, you know, standard local SEO and technical SEO with this forward-looking idea they call LLM seeding.
Okay.
So our goal here is to really pull apart what you, the listener, need to grasp so your business doesn't just like vanish online as search changes.
Right. Okay, let's start unpacking that with the absolute baseline. Local SEO, most folks know it means showing up for near me searches. But in a place like Pflugerville, what makes that location focus really a make or break thing for a business?
Well, it's all about hitting those high intent customers when the pressure's on. Think about it if you're, say, an HVAC company in Pflugerville, right? Your customer isn't just casually browsing. Their AC is out. It's hot. They're probably on their phone searching Pflugerville TX air conditioning repair right now.
Mm-hmm. Needing someone fast.
Exactly. And if your business isn't in those top few results on Google Maps or in that local pack, well, that customer, that job, it's got to your competitor, often in like minutes.
So it's way more than just setting up a Google business profile and calling it a day. When the competition's that tough, what specific tactics do they need to actually win?
Yeah, basic listings aren't enough. They've got to build deep authority. That means optimizing not just for Pflugerville itself, but maybe even specific neighborhoods within it. And maybe even more critical, making sure every tiny detail, the name, address, phone number, the NAP, is perfectly consistent everywhere. Yelp, Facebook, industry directories. Everywhere.
Ah, okay. So any little difference like street versus saint could actually hurt you.
It absolutely can. If Google sees inconsistencies, it starts to question if you're, well, legitimate or reliably located there. And bam, your local rankings can take a serious hit.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
You need to show Google like irrefutable proof that you are the best, most reliable choice right there.
Precisely. And the result, as the source material lays out, is tangible. It's about ranking high and near me, getting real organic traffic from nearby areas, better mobile visibility, even doing better in voice searches. It all leads to what these local businesses actually care about.
Mm-hmm.
More calls, more bookings, more people walking through the door.
Okay, so local SEO gets the right eyes on you, but this firm calls itself full stack, which suggests the website itself, the foundation, is just as critical. Let's talk technical SEO. What happens if you've got great local content, but the website itself is, well, technically kind of broken?
Oh, it's like putting high-performance tires on a car with a seized engine. It just won't work. A good partner understands that if Google can't easily crawl your site, understand it, and trust it technically, then all that effort on local SEO, it's largely wasted. Technical SEO makes sure the site is fast, works on phones, and is structured so Google can actually index it properly.
When they do those initial audits for these growing Pflugerville businesses, what are the most common, like, showstopper technical problems they find?
Probably the biggest ones are site speed and how well it works on mobile.
Mm.
Since most of those urgent local searches happen on a phone.
Right.
If your site takes, say, more than 3 seconds to load, that potential customer is already hitting the back button, gone. Another huge one is crawlability issues, accidentally blocking Google from seeing important pages.
And then there's schema markup. We hear that term a lot. In simple terms, what is it actually doing and why is it so vital now?
Schema is, yeah, it's super important. Think of it like adding hidden labels to your website content. It tells Google exactly what things are, not just what they say. So instead of Google guessing that 123 Main Street is an address, schema explicitly says this is the business address, or 4.8 stars, is clearly labeled as the average review rating. It turns plain text into structured data.
Got it. So you're basically making it easier for the search engine to understand your site, which builds trust and helps you rank better. That actually leads us perfectly into the next thing, because if technical SEO structures data for search engines, this LLM seeding sounds like structuring data for AI models. This is a proprietary term, the cutting edge piece. Let's define what they mean by LLM seeding.
Yeah, this is where you see them really thinking ahead. LLM seeding, large language model seeding, is, based on their materials, it's the process of optimizing your website content very specifically.
Yeah.
So that these big AI models can easily understand it, synthesize it correctly, and then crucially, surface it reliably when answering questions.
Okay, I need to push back slightly here. LLM seeding sounds great, but is it really just a fancy name for like super advanced schema markup and structured data? What's the actual difference for the business owner who's paying for this proprietary service?
That's a fair point. And yes, it definitely builds on sophisticated schema. But the key difference is the goal. Traditional schema is mostly aimed at helping Google rank your page in the classic list of blue links. LLM seeding, on the other hand, is about positioning your website as the definitive source that an AI like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, whatever comes next, uses to directly answer a user's question.
Ah, okay, I see the distinction now. So instead of someone clicking a link, they might ask their AI assistant, hey, find me the top-rated plumber in Pflugerville who's available this afternoon. And because your site was seeded properly, the AI pulls your business info directly into the answer.
That's exactly the idea. It's prepping the business for conversational search, making sure it's discoverable, even if the user skips the traditional search results page entirely. It connects your content strategy today, good geo-targeted content, solid on-page stuff, with where search is likely heading tomorrow. It's about making your content ready for AI to summarize and use. That's a pretty big strategic shift.
Yeah, that is a powerful differentiator. Okay, so we've got the technical nuts and bolts, the forward-looking content angle. Let's zoom out to the overall partnership. Being full service implies they handle more than just SEO, right? They cover the whole online presence, maybe even print.
Yeah, the scope is really wide. It often starts with the website itself, building sites that aren't just functional but look good, are easy to use on mobile, and are designed to get conversions. But then it goes into branding, graphic design, the whole package.
So what are some of those other essentials they cover beyond pure SEO?
Well, they handle graphic design for digital ads, but also for physical things like print materials, branding, logo design, even marketing stuff like menus for a restaurant or signage, business cards, making sure the online brand matches the real-world experience. Plus, they often take care of the technical headaches, web hosting, domain names, so the business owner can just focus on running their actual business.
And they keep that edge sharp with ongoing AI consulting, making sure the LLM seeding isn't just a one-off thing.
Exactly. They're essentially acting like an outsourced chief digital officer for these local companies.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's trying to wrap their head around how all this gets managed, the provider uses a pretty clear five-step process. Let's maybe walk through it like we're the client, wanting to know how this actually works and how we see results.
Yeah, let's do that. Transparency is key, right? A clear process helps ensure you get measurable results.
Okay, so I'm the busy Pflugerville business owner. I'm overwhelmed, but I'm ready. Step one is the discovery call. What are they trying to figure out there? What do I need to tell them?
They really need to understand two main things. What are your specific business goals? Like, is it more phone calls? Dominating the map pack for certain services? And second, who exactly is your ideal customer? And what problems are they trying to solve when they search? You can't optimize effectively without knowing what you're aiming for.
Makes sense. Define the target. Okay, once the goals are set, they move to step two, the SEO audit. This sounds like it could be time-consuming, maybe expensive. What's the kind of hidden, costly issue they often find during this audit that surprises the client?
It's often old technical problems, what you might call technical debt. They frequently find major speed issues or indexing problems caused by, say, an outdated website platform or maybe shortcuts taken by a previous developer. The audit checks everything: site speed, technical health, current rankings, what competitors are doing.
Yeah.
The surprise usually isn't that something is wrong, but just how many hidden things are holding this site back.
Okay, so that deep technical dive feeds into step three, strategy development. This is the planning phase. Is this where the proprietary stuff really comes in?
Well, the strategy uses standard analysis looking at the market, competitors. But the unique part is weaving that LLM seeding approach right into the content plan from the start. They take all those findings from the audit and build a custom roadmap. It's specifically designed to target the unique challenges and opportunities in that Pflugerville market, aiming to win in both traditional search and future AI-driven search.
Gotcha. Then step four is implementation. This is where the real work happens, putting the plan into action. What's usually the biggest hurdle here? Fixing the tech stuff or creating the content?
It's really about making those two things work together seamlessly. You're fixing the site's structure, improving speed, adding schema, making sure it's crawlable, while also creating high-quality, locally relevant content that's designed for both people and AI to understand. It takes really tight coordination between the tech and content folks.
And finally, step five, reporting and refinement. This is ongoing. How do they actually show the client, look, this investment is paying off? What gets measured?
They track metrics that tie directly back to those goals set in the discovery call. So things like improvements in specific local map rankings, increases in organic traffic from searches in target neighborhoods, better conversion rates or more people calling or booking. And critically, trying to connect those improvements to actual business revenue. It's a feedback loop, track, analyze, adjust the strategy.
Okay, putting that whole process together gives a pretty clear picture. So if you're that Pflugerville business owner drowning in digital noise, why go with this kind of full stack AI aware partner?
Well, I think it comes down to getting results now and being ready for the future. They have experience winning in tough local markets. They know that Austin area pressure, but they also bring that crucial focus on LLM seeding and AI readiness, making sure your investment holds up for the next few years, not just the next few months. Add in the focus on good mobile-friendly design and clear reporting on ROI, and you get a partner built to handle pretty much all your digital needs.
We've covered a lot of ground today, really, from the intense pressure cooker of the Pflugerville local market all the way to the kind of abstract future of AI search. The three big takeaways for you listening seem clear. First, local SEO needs to be super specific and consistent for immediate traffic. Second, technical SEO is just non-negotiable. It's the foundation. And third, this LLM seeding idea, it's the cutting edge you need to think about for being found by AI.
And that shift in thinking, deliberately making content for AI models to consume, leads us to a final thought for you to mull over. If SEO now means structuring content specifically so AI can understand and surface it, does that mean the way customers find businesses is fundamentally changing? Are they starting to bypass traditional search results entirely? And if so, is the AI model itself becoming the main gatekeeper of information? It's a pretty profound shift, something every business probably needs to start thinking about.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code swinging king of the SEO show.